Hi, tonight you are listening to Fit as a Fiddle Plus. My name is Kathy Benner. I am a passive income coach, but I believe that health comes before wealth. So I met Rita on Clubhouse, of all places, and we connected and decided to start this podcast. And it's all about health and how to be healthy in every area, not only just the physical, but also the mental, the spiritual. It all goes together. It all fits together. So anyway, I do coaching. I have a website, kathybenner.com, and you can find all of my lanes there. And the very first lane, of course, is the Fit as a Fiddle Plus, because that's kind of my base. Again, like I said, I believe that health comes before wealth. And so we always have to start there. I want to turn it over to Rita. And Rita, tell us a little bit about you and what you're doing and how folks can connect with you. And then we get to talk with Sunel. And your last name is Bach. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Sunel Bach. And Sunel and I just really geographically aren't that far apart. I realize that she's closer to me than I realized. So anyway, off to you, Rita.
Hey, everybody. Always glad to be here. Thank you. I'm Rita Brewer. My website is ritabrewer.com. I'm a benefit physician assistant over 32 years and recently transitioned to my private health coaching practice, which I see clients virtually. My specialty for my coaching practice is helping menopausal women lose weight and reverse type 2 diabetes. And always love having these conversations with you, Kathy, and looking forward to getting to know our new guest. So welcome. Thanks for being here, Sunel.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure.
Perfect. And I need to connect a little more with you, Rita, because as I'm talking with gals in some of my masterminds, that's a subject that comes up all the time is, diabetes. As you get older, it's like you get a little bit insulin resistive and whatever all of that means, since I don't have any actual medical training, and it's harder to lose the weight. And so there's things out there today, that are pharmaceuticals that can help with that. We've heard all of the hype about the Wegovy and how that helps with weight loss and how it helps kind of jumpstart the insulin a little bit, but I always am a little concerned about putting, more pharmaceutical type drugs into my body. And I would certainly love to make the weight loss happen a little more organically, a little more naturally than.
Yeah. Well, all of that is my specialty. And I work in a lifestyle medicine clinic a couple of days a week too, as a PA using my PA license. So I am prescribing those types of medications. Sounds like we could have a whole little event all about that.
Yes. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Well, Sunel, how did you find us, or how did we find you? How did we make that first connection, Sunel?
Sure. Well, we met where I came across you, Kathy, during a progressive referral group. It's a business group.
Okay.
And you were a speaker at one of the group meetings. And just the things that you were saying as part of your presentation really resonated with me. And I wanted to learn more about you. And I just reached out from your website, and we had a phone conversation, and we talked more about wellness as well as wealth. And so that's kind of how we connected. You started to tell me about some of the things you were doing and invited me to be a speaker. So, yeah.
Well, welcome. We're so glad that you're here. Tell me a little bit about your backstory. What were you doing, and how did you end up where you are now? What is the backstory for you?
Oh, sure. So I have my academic background. I have a bachelor's degree in sports medicine or athletic training, and then a master's degree in exercise physiology. And I've worked on a couple different PhDs. I've worked on three altogether, but two of them I did not complete in entirety, because life happened. One of them, I went through some divorce. The other one, I went through some depression. And so now I'm completing my PhD right now. I'm in the dissertation phase, and that work is in health sciences. And so the way that I came to having a small practice called Wellness with Sunel is I started doing this technique called muscle activation. So I was a professor for a while. I was a clinician for a while. And then I came across this specialty and started practicing it. along with a physical therapy clinic. And we were seeing some remarkable improvements in our patients and clients' recovery from injury or trauma, or even illness, things like fibromyalgia or rheumatoid arthritis. It just kind of helped them to recover and feel better in their body. So then I ended up relocating to the area I'm in now. And so now I have just decided to open again a small practice here, providing that particular technique along with some other things like health coaching and some clinical exercise training. So,
what exactly is muscle activation? Can you describe to our listeners what that actually means?
Sure. I'm really glad you asked. It is a specialty and it's a relatively new technique that's out there. There are many, many very beneficial techniques that are out there. And so I'm really all about integrative therapies and complementary medicine and be able to provide the best service for our patients and clients. So I kind of want to set that as the foundation. I'm really about collaborating with other health professionals to provide the best service for our patients and clients. So muscle activation is just one of those tools that we can have in our tool bag. And it's really looking at if a muscle is working properly or if it's shut down. So is it activated and contracting well, or is it shut down and not contracting at all or as well as it could be? And so if a muscle is working properly, you tend to feel pretty good. If a muscle is shut down, then it ends up causing some compensation. People are very much aware of, this side of my body hurts. I feel like now this other side of my body is hurt because it's compensating for this side. So a lot of that happens in the body. Our bodies are pretty magnificent in being able to get us from A to B, no matter what condition we're in. If you tell the brain you want to walk across the room, no matter how you get across the room, your body's pretty capable of getting you there, whether it's pain-free with a limp or with pain. So almost to a fault, our bodies are pretty magnificent because that trauma affects not just that one area, but it affects the whole body. So muscle activation is a specialty because it helps us to look at each individual muscle. Typically in our practice of physical medicine or physical therapy or rehabilitation, we tend to look at groups of muscles or one particular part of the body, whereas this technique looks at each individual muscle. And so, and it's pretty remarkable because you can actually feel the difference of, well, yeah, that muscle wasn't working. And now I can feel that, yeah, I can do that. So it's kind of interesting how it works in the body.
How do you actually test the muscles to see if they're active, Sunil?
Sure. Thanks so much, Rita. So what we have to do, it's a manual technique. And the technique itself, it takes about a year to learn the technique. I learned it about 10 years ago. And it was through an internship program. And you met one weekend off the month to be able to learn the technique. But it's really being familiar, intensely with origin, insertion, action of muscles, innervations of muscles. And the way that we stimulate the muscles is just using our hands. So it's completely manual, but a lot of it is this the brain knowledge of knowing exactly the origins, insertions, actions, innervations of those muscles.
So it's not like a kinesiology where it's energy, or like a neurologist when they're testing muscles, they actually stick a needle into the muscle. Like, yeah. How do you manually do that? I'm a clinician. I want to know, how do you do that?
Right. Well, and it's a trademark protected technique.
Oh, okay.
So it's a certification. You have to be certified in the technique. Like I said, it's about a year to get certified in it. And you go through a specific training to be able to learn specifically the technique. But generally speaking, I can share with you again that, so for you, I could talk to you a little bit more specifically about the glute medius. So we know what direction to put the body in to test the glute medius.
That's the butt muscle for everybody who doesn't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. It's a hip muscle. And so what we could do is actually put the body in that specific position to test it. And if that muscle is working properly, then I move on to the next muscle. But if it's shut down, then I can stimulate the glute medius or that hip muscle specifically with my hands and just having the knowledge of the certification of the technique.
Cool.
So it's really neat. It's kind of a fascinating technique where, it, you know, being able to demonstrate it on the body is really valuable. So I usually have a muscle activation day where I come into a facility and I'll, you know, demonstrate. I bring my table, it's much like a massage table, but I actually go through exactly, I have people lay on the table and I'll test one muscle and then they can kind of feel exactly what muscle activation is. But it's a really simple technique. I think what gives its familiarity and benefit is just how the body responds. We don't think about one thing going wrong, how that is like a domino effect, how that can affect other things. Mm-hmm. And it really does, the body responds that way until something completely breaks down and then we're in pain. So
is it more of just a diagnostic tool or is it therapeutic as well? And, you know, who would be the right patient or client to receive that type of evaluation and treatment?
Sure. Thanks so much for asking. So usually when clients come to me, I start with a musculoskeletal evaluation. And so I do some manual muscle testing. I do some range of motion testing just to kind of assess where they are. So a lot of clients come because they have been dealing with some chronic pain. Some clients do come because they're an athlete and they're wanting to return back to play as, you know, as quickly as possible. And like I said, I work with other either athletic trainers or physical therapists, occupational therapists. We tend to work really well together and helping to get them, helping them to recover a lot quicker. And so, yeah, the range or spectrum of clients that I've seen, it really has varied from, you know, pediatrics or children all the way through geriatrics individuals who, you know, I have a client right now who's dealing with muscle wasting or sarcopenia. And so now we're just trying to look at how can we activate some of these muscles in the lower body specifically so that they could start to walk again comfortably because they were feeling fatigue after walking. Mm-hmm. So it really does range, you know, there's a big spectrum. Anyone who has muscles and they want to, you know, want those muscles to work properly, they tend to be pretty good clients or candidates for this type of a treatment or technique.
That's cool. So yeah. getting back to the backstory question. So you got that degree and then how did you choose this field to specialize in and what makes you so passionate about it?
Well, thanks. So I ended up, like I said, I was a professor for a while and one of my close friends and a mentor is a physical therapist. He's since passed on, but 10 years ago, he invited me to become a part of his practice as his number two. He was a solo physical therapist in a practice, and he was practicing this technique, and his practice just started to grow in leaps and bounds. And I was looking for a transition at that time, and he invited me to come to his practice with one caveat: I had to learn this technique, which I was a little irritated at the time because I thought, you know, I'm already a professor, I've already been a clinician for at that time about 15 years, and so. You know, why are you even asking me to take on more of a more, you know, learning, so to speak? And he said, no, this is different. I think you definitely want to get certified in this if you're going to work with me. And so I did it. And I was there for about 7 years in that practice. And then I remarried. I talked to you earlier about going through a divorce. I remarried and my husband was about an hour away. So that's where I am now. And it was such a profound technique and treatment. And watching individuals, and particularly not only athletes, individuals who are in the general population feel better in their body, but some of our special populations, like you said, individuals with diabetes, individuals who are going through different body changes, different conditions, fibromyalgia, you know, rheumatoid arthritis, even multiple sclerosis. A lot of these clients, watching them along with other things that we offer in our practice, watching them change and transform was pretty remarkable to me. So when I left, I decided to open up a small practice myself. And that's where I've been since 2019. Yeah. And then 2020 happened. So yeah. So that's kind of what brought me full circle to Wellness with Sanel and practicing the muscle activation technique. And then I usually follow that up with some clinical exercise training. My master's degree is in exercise physiology. And so that the muscle activation, once we get the body activated, the clinical exercise helps to maintain that activation. It's not like a once and done. It's kind of like exercise, you know, we mm-hmm. do want to maintain physical activity and exercise to keep the body going. But the activation is so important because it helps to decrease that level of compensation or you know, having the body have this trauma, and then, you know, other areas start to get affected. So if we can get these areas activated, these over here, as well as the area that's feeling the trauma, the body tends to work in tandem. And so now everything's working kind of like a well-oiled machine.
So how do you convince your clients? I mean, once you have someone that comes in and you show them this muscle activation process, how do you get them to maybe want to go forward? Are you covered by insurance where it can be a whole treatment plan, or is this something where they pay out of pocket and they have to actually see that they're getting some wonderful results and they definitely want to keep coming because they know it's working? How does that piece of it work for you?
Sure. Thanks for asking, Kathy. And it's much more of the latter. It is self-pay. Unfortunately, our insurance companies haven't caught up with some of the integrative and complementary medicine right. treatments right now. But you're exactly right. It's one of those things where once clients start to feel a difference, and a lot of times some of my clients are already somewhat active. And so it's just a matter of maybe tweaking some things that they're already doing. So it's kind of an easy fit for them. They kind of get it. They understand that they only get one of these bodies, at least while we're here on this earth, and they really want to take care of it. And so they do feel better. And the treatment itself is something that I end up doing pretty close. I have several or at least a few treatments pretty close together. But then once an individual is starting to feel better, then I start to see them much like an oil change. It's like, now that you're feeling better, let's implement ideally some of these exercises or some of these concepts. And then I see them a little bit later. But I like to see them a little bit later because inevitably what happens is, you know, we feel great and we think everything's fixed and I'm really great. And that's how it becomes more of a wellness plan because usually sometimes I'll have clients that'll come back a year later because they didn't really buy into what I was saying with regards to seeing them like an oil change. And then, you know, either the husband or the wife, you know, I've had an older couple, they're both in their 80s, late 80s. And I started seeing the husband first and then his wife, she injured her shoulder. And so she came to me and she said, well, now he needs to see you because he had stopped seeing me. She said, because he's been complaining about sleeping at night. So then it ends up becoming more of a wellness plan. And that tends, maintenance is easier, right? We all know that. We think about our cars, our home, you know, we don't wait until things are completely deteriorated before we get them checked. You know, we get our brakes checked, we get an oil change. And so that's really how I approach the body, and it becomes more of a wellness plan versus just trying to fix a person.
Do you give your clients a strength training workout or program as well, Sunil?
I do. As part of my exercise physiology master's, I do talk to them about some different things that may be applicable for their body. So there it's more customized based off of, again, that musculoskeletal evaluation, kind of where they are with regards to their capabilities or ability. So that's very, very different. So I have some older clients who they're just now, because through the evaluation, started to realize they were having some balance issues. You know how things start to just slowly decline. Mm-hmm. And so that was a big component that I began working with a lot of clients, just helping them, which is kind of doing some balance training. Something as simple as, you know, when you're brushing your teeth, you know, when you're sitting or standing at the sink there, maybe lifting one leg as you're brushing your teeth for 5 seconds and then switch and then lift the other leg. So some simple, you know, strategies and techniques that they can actually practically use at home. I also have a partnership with the local gym so that I can go in and do some of the clinical exercises there with clients who are really wanting to do some things. Maybe they've not done strength training in a really long time or never been introduced to it. This way we can kind of safely and effectively introduce them to these exercises. So
I love that. And I would love for you to talk a little bit more about why it's so important for us to do strength training, because in my practice, and just for, you know, just women in general, we're used to the exercising. I'm going to walk, I'm going to maybe walk on the treadmill and do all the cardio stuff. And women are so resistant to doing the strength training part and lifting weights because they think it's a man thing, or they think, oh, I'm going to get bulky. And we tend to shy away from it. And Kathy, when you mentioned about how it gets harder when you get into menopause to lose the weight, then, you know, this is where the strength training is so, so important. I mean, it truly is medicine for every organ system of the body. So I would love for you, Sunil, just to go into that a little bit more and tell, especially us women, why it's so important for us to lift some weights. It doesn't have to be, you know, big, you know, it could be just body weight type stuff, you know, even like a yoga class or a Pilates class or light dumbbells. But talk about the importance of that and for overall health, cardiovascular wise, all the organ systems.
Oh, thank you so much, Rita. I mean, yes, you're right up my
alley. That's your jam.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it is, it's really, really important. There's, like you said, there's even the American College of Sports Medicine, which is one of the leading bodies with regards to prescribing exercise as medicine. It is exactly that. Exercise is medicine. And I love it when I have individuals like yourself, practitioners who write a script for exercise. And it's so great because it really, truly is medicine for the body. And one of the reasons, if we talk about the science behind what happens when we do lift weights, when we have that resistance training, or when we use body weight, is that it helps. You know, Kathy was talking a little bit about insulin resistance. And that whole biochemical pathway is impacted by things such as lift resistance training, you know, and so it really does impact us on so many different levels. Another thing that I kind of mentioned earlier was sarcopenia, or age-related muscle loss. So as we get older, we tend to lose anywhere between 7 and 10% each decade of muscle mass. Another thing that's really important is what's called osteopenia or osteoporosis, and that's the loss of bone mass or bone mineral density. Again, something that's a condition that many women might experience. And so that resistance training, it becomes such a powerful tool in helping to, and I've even seen osteopenia being reversed. I know if there's not as much research or talk about that, but there is literature out there. And I've actually seen it in my own clients. I've been very blessed to see them. They were consistent 2 days a week working with me or on their own, and their osteopenia, which is a low bone mineral density mass, was reversed. So there's a lot of really great research out there, and there's a lot of science I can get into. Maybe that's a whole nother, another session. But the science is out there. Now there's a lot of research and literature which substantiates the importance of resistance training to help decrease age-related muscle loss, improve menopause symptoms, as women are going through that phase of their life, as well as helping to alleviate or address or manage conditions like osteopenia and osteoporosis. And it just improves our overall quality of life. Even if you're not diagnosed with a condition, it will help to improve your overall quality of life. You'll be able to go up and down steps easier. You'll be able to open a jar easier by having just, you know, the grip strength. So those are simple things that we start to lose as we get older. I just took a wonderful course on aging. And so there's, you know, a lot of fresh just literature in my brain right now, too. Like I said, I'm finishing that PhD. So lots and lots of research to indicate that exercise is medicine. And there's various components when we talk about fitness and wellness. Cardiorespiratory endurance or aerobic exercise is important. That is important for our heart and for our lungs. So I don't want to take away from that. Someone says they're walking, keep walking. It would just be great to add at least one day, ideally 2 days a week, of some type of resistance training. And like you said, the resistance training could be body weight. It could be the weights in a gym. It could be small dumbbells. It could be bands. That really does improve our metabolism. Okay. So again, that weight loss, if we have a higher metabolism, that'll help keep us metabolically active. Even as we're sleeping, that's going to help decrease our weight, or at least maintain, so that we're not gaining weight. So Yeah, there's lots of
factors. You're my sister from another mister. You're speaking my language. Yeah. So Kathy, you mentioned about that insulin resistance, like she said, because that training muscles need sugar for energy. So when you activate those muscles, it's pulling the sugar out of your body and using it for energy. So it doesn't stay in your bloodstream circulating and end up causing that insulin resistance and prediabetes. So it's a great way to burn that excess sugar off, which then allows you to burn fat more effectively and lose the weight, and phenomenal for pain management. I have to say, from personal experience, I have rheumatoid arthritis, and exercise is one of the best things that I can do for myself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It all goes really hand in hand. Even if you're getting muscle treatment or body work, by adding that exercise component, it's going to increase blood circulation, like you said, and in the blood itself, like you said, there's natural opioids, there's natural pain relievers in our blood. And so as you're increasing circulation, you're boosting your metabolism, all of these things are working hand in hand to help us to feel better. Yeah. So lots of great stuff there.
Well, I can tell that you're very passionate about your topic. So my question to you is, when did you realize, you know, in that whole backstory, that this basically was your calling, that this is what you wanted to do? Was there a particular aha moment for you, or several maybe aha moments over the years?
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, the other thing that I haven't really mentioned is I also have a nonprofit where the mission of that nonprofit is to promote health and wellness in the community. And we actually have our flagship program coming up. It's a women's wellness conference. And we have a women's wellness conference every year. And the proceeds from that goes to a local church to help with providing lunches for children in a disadvantaged area. And so I've always been very interested in health and wellness promotion, you know, as far back as 1989. So that was a long time ago. And then my journey kind of led me from the academic aspect of it to more working in the community, and then going into private practice and kind of an entrepreneur, you know, having two businesses now. So on some level, yes, I've always wanted to be able to show up and serve in some capacity in our communities. And I had two sisters when I was really young. I'm from a family of 12.
Wow.
I'm the last of 12. So I do have to say that. And the reason I mention that is that because two of my sisters were diagnosed with breast cancer, and they both passed away when I was in my 20s. And that's when it kind of really hit me. I thought, wow, this is, you know, what we do, how we eat, how we interact with our environment, what our lifestyle is, all of these things really do, they do impact our overall health and well-being. And so I think in my 20s, that's where I really started to understand the impact that our decisions and our mindset can have on our overall health and well-being. And so that, again, led me through, you know, a couple degrees and becoming a professor, and then going into private practice with a friend, and then ultimately into my own small business. And then, but the nonprofit actually started back in 2007. And so I just saw how I used to teach aerobic classes in churches. And it was a program called Sister Steps. And the program actually was targeting African-American women because there was such a health disparity with regards to obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes, like all of those things we know are problematic in our communities. But the general population was here, but African-American women were up here. And so working on that first PhD, I was like, wow, that's a health disparity. Maybe there's something I can do. There's a service I can provide. So there I was teaching aerobic classes, kind of like Jane Fonda style. Way back when.
I think we all started there.
right. I love that.
It was so much fun. And the women loved it. And so we started a little program. It was like a 6-week program. And I had a nutritionist come in, we had a physician come in. So we had a speaker, much like this, on a Monday night, 6 o'clock, we'd have a speaker come in and speak for just maybe 15 minutes. And then we had a weigh-in. So we assessed like body mass index. And so, but it was really interesting for the women to see their bodies change in just that 6 or 8 weeks. And that was motivating for them. So that motivated me And I think that was kind of the start to see, wow, we really can have an impact. And then, and it's just being, it's a very rewarding feel to watch individuals' lives change and know that you had some part of being of service for them. So that's a blessing to me. So, yeah.
I love that, Sunil. I could totally relate because I lead a healthy lifestyles ministry at my church as well. And we do a lot of all volunteer stuff, group fitness classes and things like that. And, you know, so many people don't realize how many cancers are related to being overweight and obese. And breast cancer is one of them. And there's at least 11 different types of cancers that puts you at increased risk for when you're overweight or obese. So people realize that it's not just, you know, it's not just about the body image thing or body positivity and all that stuff. It's not about looks. It's not about cosmetics. It's really about you are at significantly increased risk for cancers, diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, you know, all these chronic conditions. So there's a lot to it.
Yeah, it's a huge piece. Behavior change and behavior modification. It can be challenging. And, you know, there's even lots of theories that talks about, you know, what impacts the human brain or our psyche as we're looking to change. It's complex. It's much more complex than, like just getting on the scale, weight coming up or weight going down. A lot of it does have to do with kind of our emotional intellect, where is our mindset because it can be a snowball effect. You know, you have one thing happen and then another thing happen and then another. And so I think for me, it's a blessing to be able to step in between those things and say, okay, yeah, there's still hope here. There's still things that we can do to intervene even at this stage. So yeah. Thanks, Rita.
I love the conversation, but I can't help but ask. I realize that with you being in private practice, that it might be difficult for you to get clients to maybe even give your services a try because, again, it is private pay and they have to make a commitment. Not only are they going to physically show up and do the work, but then they have to financially show up as well. And I can see where that could be a problem for some clients. And so what is it that actually makes you mad about your industry or the whole medical industry at large? What is something that kind of gets your blood pressure up a little bit?
Yeah, I try to practice mindfulness. So if my blood pressure is going up, then I quickly go to prayer and meditation. So I'm going to start there, not to say that it doesn't, but to say that I try to quickly intervene and mediate that. But one of the things that kind of struck me when I did start the practice here was that it's so new, like it's very unfamiliar in the area that I'm in now. Before I was in a larger metropolitan area, okay. I'm in a smaller rural area. And so it was not as well known. And so educating the community on how this is different than like a massage or how this is like Rita had asked earlier, am I using a machine or am I using my hands? So really what happened was I began doing this MAT days where I go in and do a muscle activation technique day. For example, I did one at the local YMCA and that really helped individuals to kind of learn like, what is this and, you know, how this might be beneficial. And I demonstrated on them. So I was able to demonstrate just one muscle. This is what this is. And then they had an opportunity. The other thing that I did, Kathy, was I offered a special. So I let individuals know what the regular price is for an evaluation. And then I offered a special rate as a way to, as a consultation and mini evaluation, if you will, because that way that allowed individuals an opportunity to kind of get in the door and learn more about it, but still be able to be compensated as, you know, as a clinician and practitioner. So those are the kind of things that were like really challenging at the beginning. Like no one understood, like, what is this? What are you doing? They kind of just like poo-pooed me off. Like, okay, she's a nice girl, but I don't know what that is. So nope, I don't think I'm going to try it.
Well, that's what I was wondering is how do you get folks in the door basically? And so what is it that breaks your heart about all of that? And my guess is, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but my guess is that the folks that need it the most can afford it the least. And those are the ones that get left behind. And so if you have a heart, like I know you do, that I think that would be kind of hard.
Yeah, it's really interesting, that perspective. You know, one of the things that I learned very quickly is that referral is the, you know, word of mouth is the best referral. Word of mouth is the best referral, because if an individual is feeling well in their body, they want to pass it on. Mm-hmm. And so, and I think the price point that I'm at is quite competitive, if you will, with regards to some of the high and low. I'm probably right in the middle, and probably the low end of middle for this type of treatment. And the last thing I want to say with regards to that too, is that my mentor and my business mentor explained this to me really well. He said that people find time and money for things they value. Yes. And so whether you offer something for $5 or $500, people will find time and money for things they value. And so I have had clients come to me and, you know, a very different means, you know, a spectrum of means, and they all appreciate the service. So they've been able to find, you know, again, time and money for things they value. And again, I don't believe that it's, you know, an exorbitant, you know, wouldn't be the price that the founder of the technique probably charges. So a little bit different.
I get that. Yeah. And that's really wonderful. And I agree with you. Yes. Once folks can appreciate what the actual service does for them and how it makes them feel, they'll find a way. Yes. I get that. I have some gals right now that are trying to lose some weight. And of course they're looking at some of the weight loss medications out there. And of course, none of that's covered under insurance. And so they're trying to find a way because they see value in getting their weight under control. You know, they've struggled with it all their lives. And I can see where your services, it all, like you said, it all fits together. You know, whatever the health issues are, it all fits together. It all works together. So I know your message is just so important. And if you had to sum it up with an overarching problem that you want to solve for the community, if you had an overarching message, what would your overarching message be?
Yeah, that's a beautiful question too. You know, kind of piggybacking what Rita had said earlier is that exercise is medicine, especially if we're kind of targeting this particular lecture or presentation on muscle activation and looking at body work. Exercise really is medicine. The muscle activation technique is kind of a gentle exercise, if you will, on the table, because I am testing muscles. So you're pushing against me and I'm testing, and as well as treating those muscles. So there's a testing component and then there's a treatment component. And so it's just amazing how that can improve our overall health and well-being. And it's funny too, when clients are on the table, I kind of sneak in some gratitude or joy. I'll say, tell me three things that you're grateful for today. You know, because sometimes we're so caught up in our pain or the condition, and we forget about the natural opioids, the natural pain relievers in our own blood system. You know, so kind of tapping into those things, it's kind of a little kind of trick, if you will, that I have when I'm working with clients. I'll ask them about joy. I'll ask them about gratitude, because those are powerful factors as well. Like you said, they all go hand in hand.
Yeah. And they feel amazing when you're finished with them and they can't wait to come back.
pretty much. So, I mean, sometimes it can be a little taxing to the body, depending on the individual. If it's very new and they've not been, you know, active, they may feel like, yeah, I feel different. I felt like I did something. And so that's a good feeling. So,
yeah. Yeah, I always used to tease my clients that, you know, you got to keep all the working parts working.
Yes, exactly it. And physically and mentally.
Yeah, and sometimes we just get so caught up with our jobs and life and, you know, whatever it is that we're doing. And even now, even knowing what I know, I oftentimes still get caught behind that computer screen because I'm in the middle of a project. And then I look up and realize I've just been sitting in one spot for so long. And I realize I need to get up and move. So it is so important. And your message is so important. So how has your faith helped in your journey?
Oh, beautiful question. Yes, I love when I read that question. It's like what you said earlier. Sometimes it can be overwhelming, you know, running a business, working on a PhD, working with some very maybe challenging cases, client-like cases, because many times people may come to me when they've already kind of sought out other treatments or strategies, and they're still dealing with pain. So I have to put all of that clinical as well as academic knowledge together to be able to help provide the best service, and then make referrals. If I feel like, you know what, maybe this technique is not the best that we want to provide for you right now, maybe we want to look at another option. Have you talked to your physician about this? Have you talked to your physical therapist about this? So, you know, bringing it back to like our creator, my source, God. I call it universe some days. I call it creator other days. I call it God the other days. So yeah, my faith, you know, I say I'm a Christian with Zen and Buddhist tendencies because I do mindfulness meditation. And, you know, I'm a Christian. And so, but I feel like knowing that that connection is always present. It's always there, always with me and in me and through me. That is huge. I mean, you know, that's the foundation. I don't know that I could do it. I don't believe I could do it without it. So, yeah, so it's huge. Yeah. Thanks for asking that question.
Yeah, that's a wonderful question. I always love that one because we get such beautiful answers on that particular question. Yeah. So what are you currently working on right now in your practice? What is the next level that you're planning on going to? And how does that look for your patients?
Oh, another beautiful question. So currently I'm working on about three different things. One is finishing the PhD. I'm at the dissertation phase. That means I'm collecting research data and I just have to write the book, so to speak. Basically, you have to write a book. And so I should be finished by summer of 2023. The second thing I'm working on is I have part of my practice is launching a new product and service called Clarity. And again, it goes hand in hand into what we were talking about earlier today. This Clarity product looks at exercise, lifestyle, even your risk for things like dementia and injury by using a saliva test. It's a genomic based test. So we look at the genes and with the basic saliva test, and we can actually look at more specifically based off each individual, you know, what their body makeup is, we can talk to you more specifically about your exercise, your nutrition, just some basic nutrition education. And then, a lot of different other factors there. So that's a new product and service that we're looking to continue to launch and build up as we move into the new year. And then lastly, just kind of that 3 to 5 year plan. I love to expand the facility and be able to add and continue to collaborate with other clinicians and practitioners because we all do work hand in hand. And so I can see that, you know, my clients light up like Christmas trees when we're able to help them on different levels and help them meet their needs, their health and wellness needs. So yeah, so expand the facility.
So what is your PhD in?
Health sciences with a concentration in health and wellness promotion.
And yeah. Your dissertation is about what?
I'm so glad you asked. Thanks. The dissertation is looking at how mindfulness meditation may impact those in the nursing population. So looking at mindfulness strategies and particularly in the nursing professionals.
Oh yeah. All healthcare professionals need that. That's awesome.
yeah.
That's amazing. You're amazing, Sunil. We have Terry with us. Terry, did you have any questions? I clicked you over so you can ask any questions if you'd like. Terry has been patiently listening to our interview tonight. And I just want to welcome Terry. She's a girlfriend of mine. And any questions you have, just jump in, Terry. Rita, how about you? Any final questions for Sunil?
No, I have really, really enjoyed listening to you. I really connect with you. I love your heart. I love your spirit, your heart for people and your mission for the work that you do. And you sound like somebody I would love to collaborate with. If you're ever going to do a conference again in the future, I would love to collaborate with you.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. October 15th is our next Women's Wellness Conference. It's all about self-care, mind, body, and spirit. And so, I can definitely share that with you, Kathy, if you like.
Now, yes. Is that open for folks to participate?
Yes. The Eventbrite registration is going up soon. And so by the end of the week, it'll be up. And so, like I said, it's open to the public. It is going to be on OSU campus, Ohio State University, the Ohio State University at the Fawcett Center on October 15th. That's Saturday, okay. October 15th. Yep, okay. Women's Wellness Conference.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay. Well, it's not a virtual conference. It's in person.
It is in person.
Yay. Yeah.
Okay. So Women's Wellness Conference. I'm putting it in the chat. October 15th. Open to the public Women's Wellness Conference. Yeah. So yes, definitely connect there. And how else can our listeners get in touch with you, Sunel?
Sure. They can also reach me I have a website, Wellness with Sunel. Yep, wellnesswithsunel.com. Yeah, they can just reach me on the website, and there's an opportunity there if they're interested in the special, the demonstration and evaluation special. They can register right there on the website. Yeah, looking forward to meeting them. Yeah.
So what will you have multiple speakers at this conference? It's just the 1 day conference. The 15th?
Yes. It's actually a half a day. We usually do a full day, but this year we're doing a half a day conference. And Dr. Sheila Patel, she is from Chopra Global. I don't know if you're familiar with who Deepak Chopra is, mm-hmm. but she's the chief medical officer for Chopra Global. Mm-hmm. And she's our keynote speaker. We also have a speaker, a physical therapist, Dr. Caitlin Canelli. She's going to talk about fitness and self-care. And then I'll be there speaking on mindfulness and self-care. And so, so really great time that morning. Yeah, Saturday, October 15th, self-care, mind, body, and spirit.
Oh, register. I'm just checking my calendar. I'm in Florida that week.
Oh, it's Florida.
So I won't get to go, but I'm definitely going to keep an eye out for something in the future and get it on my calendar early. So yes, a wonderful conference coming up, Wellness with Sunel. So please connect, just wellnesswithsunel.com. Sunel is spelled C-E-N-E-L-L. And then .com, and you'll find out everything you need to know there to connect with her. And where are you physically located, Sunel?
In Lancaster, Ohio, 1582 East Main Street. Yep.
Okay.
Lancaster. Okay. Yep.
That's kind of my stomping grounds, as they say. Oh, yep.
Yeah. I wasn't sure where you were, Kathy. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in Canal Winchester, so I'm only about 20 minutes away from where you are in Lancaster. Now, do you live close by as well?
I actually reside in Bremen.
Okay. Oh, so you're out at more rural even. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I get that. But that's a good location for you, for those that know the area. Yes. So yes, I love that. Terry, did you have any questions for Sunel while you're on with us? She might just be listening in. I haven't seen her take her microphone off. So, Sunel, thank you so much. We really appreciate you being with us this evening. And we are looking so forward to Sunel coming back again in December. I have her scheduled again December 26th. So put that on your calendars to come back and listen again December 26th. And she's going to be talking all about mindfulness that evening. And so I can't wait to hear more from Sunel.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for having me. It was wonderful to be here. Thanks. Thanks, Rita. Yes,
it was great meeting you, Sunel. I really enjoyed our conversation. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you too.
Thank you.